As I've spoken this word to you today about how God holds tomorrow, here's what God has been doing. You ready for this? God has taken his spiritual pen in only the way that God can do that, by his Spirit, and he has engraved this into your heart. He's written it deep in your heart. And I pronounce a blessing on you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Be encouraged, my friend. God is on his throne.
Sometimes the fear of tomorrow stops us from being who we need to today. Let's see how God's Word can change that perspective. Welcome to The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author, evangelist, and pastor. And this message on how God holds tomorrow will give us a new perspective, a fresh perspective on how we can make sure that even though we look ahead, perhaps with a little anticipation, it can be excited anticipation, even if our situation is a little less than ideal. Know that we're here for you. As Dr. Don preaches, he would be quick to remind you, we'd love to pray with you. 866-899-WORD will connect you. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton. The Encouraging
Word. Father, we don't know about tomorrow. There's so much uncertainty in many regards. There are people, even at this very hour, Lord, who are facing uncertainty, some facing danger, some, Lord, facing troubled times, some, Lord, who really don't know. They just don't know. They don't know how they're going to get up. They don't know how they are going to provide for their families. They don't know what the doctor is going to say. They don't know how that surgery is going to go. They don't know what the end result is. And Lord, so many today have fear and uncertainty. And Lord, I pray for my friends today, because we know who holds tomorrow. Lord, that's the greatest, most wonderful truth ever. And we're just going to ask that even in these few moments as we study your word together, that you would speak to us. And I pray for someone that you know about today, someone who just really needs a very special word from you. Lord, you are preparing their hearts to receive this word. And in the name of Jesus, I share this word. And I pronounce your spiritual benediction on that person. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen. So here's what I want to do today, and I want to speak a real blessing into your heart today. I want to speak God's word to bless you in whatever scope it is. We don't know. We certainly hope. We trust. We get up tomorrow like we get up today. There's a great resilience. I admire so many of you so greatly. I particularly admire the numbers of you that hurt so badly, and yet you still find it in your heart to be able to smile and encourage others. And I love you for that. I get so blessed by many wonderful people who, you know, you're going through such an incredibly difficult time, and yet when you talk to others, when you're around your own family, and you just seem to give off this positive vibe, and you bless so many people, and I really love you for that. So I want us to go down into that zone, that inner soul spirit. For some people, it might be that real quiet place in your heart. It may be so private that nobody even knows about it. And what I want to do today is I want you to open your Bibles to Psalm 16. Psalm 16. Now, when you open your Bible to Psalm 16, I want to tell you something that's going to really bless your heart. Now, this psalm, Psalm 16, falls into a category of psalms called the Michtam. M-I-C-H-T-A-M. You're all going to remember that, and I'm going to hold you to that. All right? The Michtam. Well, in America, you'd probably say, what, Steve? Michtam. I can't speak Hebrew in American. Bad enough me trying to speak in Southern. All right. It's the Michtam. M-I-C-H-T-A-M. There are very few psalms that fall into the category of the Michtam or the Mich. I don't know how to say it in English, but the Michtam, M-I-C-H-T-A-M. Most of the Michtam psalms are Psalms 56 through 60. You might want to note that. And Psalm 16 is one of them. Psalm 16 and then Psalms 56 through 60 are called the Michtam Psalms. What does that mean? The word Michtam, better understood, is the word to engrave. They are the engraved Psalms. So when was this written, Psalm 16? This psalm was written when David was facing his greatest uncertainty. So he was still in his formative years. He was running from King Saul. His life was in danger. He had nothing. He was going through one desert experience after another. He was trying to hide from the reality of what was going on around him. He didn't know whether he would live beyond. He didn't know what tomorrow held. But he had a complete faith in God because he knew who holds tomorrow. And he knew that God had him in the palm of his hand. And the Michtam falls into that category because David wrote these relatively few psalms in terms of all of them, and he engraved them. In other words, they were designed to be preserved so that people for generations to come who also were going through uncertainty for the future would be able to experience the same kind of hope and joy that David experienced, even though he didn't know what tomorrow held. It's a great thought. So here he is facing danger and threat and fear and uncertainty. And you'll be interested to know that the Michtam Psalms were highly personal and very private. So here's David in Psalm 16, and his life's in danger, and he's facing all this uncertainty, and he's surrounded by all these men who look to him for leadership. And he writes this highly, intensely personal journal. He's journaling to God, and in the process, he's writing, he's engraving it so that it would be preserved. God was doing that. So I want to just put into context here today to help so many of us. We've just sung about, I know who holds tomorrow. My message is entitled, How God Holds Tomorrow. In his hands. How does he do that? I know he does. What exactly does he do? Well, let me read to you first. I'm going to take a few verses here. Let's just begin at verse 5 of Psalm chapter 16. Verse 5. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. There it is. I know who holds me. You hold my lot. I've determined, God, you're God. I know you. I trust you. I believe you. You hold my future in the palm of your hand. Verse 6, the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. And the word inheritance speaks to future. Verse 7, I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I've set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. There's a word. Verse 9, therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. And my flesh, my body, that's the word for body, also dwells secure. There's three things there that I'm going to point out to you. Verse 10, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol. You will not abandon my body, my spirit, my soul, my being to the grave. In other words, I'm going to have so much confidence, I'm not even going to fear death. Or let your Holy One see corruption. That is through the resurrection of Jesus. It's amazing, David, particularly in the Michtam Psalms, every time brings everybody back to the risen Christ, and he's writing long before Jesus went to the cross. Isn't that amazing? Verse 11, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. All right. This is how God holds tomorrow in his hands. Just going to give it to you. Number one, he counsels us. That's what David points out here in verse 7. He counsels us. That little word's very important, and it's repeated in many different places in different Psalms. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. And you and I find ourselves, there is no greater counsel that you will get other than by God through his Spirit. And you know the beautiful thing about it, as we face tomorrow and we don't know about tomorrow, that God continually counsels us. That's why reading God's word is so important. Because he counsels you through his word, and he counsels you through his Spirit. He counsels us when we pray, when we talk to him. So he counsels us. It's a very beautiful statement there. Our world has so many wonderful trained counselors. I'm a trained counselor. There are great counselors in our world, our ministry team, and so many in our congregation. Could we just accept the fact that there's no greater counselor than the Lord himself? I mean, he's supreme. And it's not that we wait for him. He continually does that. That's why it's important to have good friends. God uses good, godly, wholesome friends to channel his counsel through. So, young people, be careful who you hang around with. You know, when parents like myself say to you, you know, I don't want you going and hanging with that person or that person. It's not just a downer on that person. It's because when you go through life, you realize how valuable that counsel is. You know the old phrase, you hang around in the wrong places, you'll become part of the wrong places. You hang around with bad company. It's amazing how very quickly you can become bad company, because you're getting counseled in the wrong way. So it's very important for you. Do an assessment today of who's counseling you. If you're listening today and you're in a country a long way away and you don't have any support around you, we want you to know that we love you. You're not alone. And if you can get the means to be able to see some of God's word and have a conversation with the Lord, talk to him, counselors.
And that's good news. We need the counsel of God in our life, don't we? Forgive the interruption. We'll be back in just a moment with the rest of today's message with Dr. Don Wilton. But Dr. Don insists I remind you that we're available for you. You know, sometimes you may have heard this mentioned, you may have heard this phone number half a dozen times, but now you realize, I think I will jot it down. I might need to speak with someone, to have someone pray with me. In this day and age of texting and typing, a conversation on the phone is remarkably refreshing. I encourage you, jot the number down, 866-899-9673. Sometimes it's easy to remember the fact that it's 866-899-WORD. Either way, 866-899-9673 will connect with one of us 24 hours a day, ready to pray, ready to listen, ready to encourage you with perhaps some resources that'll help you grow in your faith. That's 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Right now, let's dive back into today's message, How God Holds Tomorrow, with Dr. Don Wilton.
Number two, he steadies us. How does God hold tomorrow in his hands? He not only counsels us, but he steadies us. Love verse 8, I've set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Number three, he cares for us. Look at verse 9, powerful verse. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. By the way, that word there, being, it's an interesting word because in the Hebrew, it literally means my tongue speaks joy. My tongue speaks joy. So my heart is glad, my whole being, my tongue cannot stop. Yabbity, 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 yabbity. Just all this joy comes out even though I'm hurting. And number three, my flesh also dwells secure. Have you noticed with a baby might be, you know, not feeling so good or teething or whatever it might be, and you get down and you start talking to that little baby, and all of a sudden the little baby connects with the sound of his or her mother's voice or grandpa's voice or whoever, and they slowly let go of their teething pain, begin to break into the smile, and then start to coo. Is there anything sweeter than a baby's coo? I don't know what to say, but they sang it anyway. And my favorite saying to little babies, you say, tell me anything. Doesn't matter. Now watch what happens here. Here's David facing this incredible thing, and he says, you know what? I'm going to have confidence in tomorrow because I know who holds my hand. And how he does it is he cares for me. Now look at the fallout of this. The care of God, the voice of God, the love of God, the Spirit of God does three things. It causes his heart to be glad. When a person's heart is glad, they begin to speak joy. When you combine a glad heart and spoken joy, guess what happens? You sleep right because you got peace in your body. This is the ultimate combo. This is a package deal. His heart was glad. His tongue rejoiced. And so my body also dwells secure. He cares for us. Number four, he stays with us. Verse 10, you will not abandon my soul to hell. Stays with us. See, when he speaks about that, that's not, it is an eschatological statement. He's talking about life after death, but he's providing this tomorrow continuum. That's why the next statement is an eternal statement. He's talking about the foreverness of God's care. And what he's saying here at this juncture is that God's not short-term. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He stays with me when I'm alive, and he stays with me even after I have died. Because knowing him means that I can never die. I have no fear in life, and I have no fear in death. What hope? Number five, he reveals to us. How does God hold us in the palm of his hand? He reveals to us. Look at verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. Don't you wish that you could map it out? You know, when I was overseas recently, we were 12 or 14 hours ahead of the United States. So my day was already well done and complete when your day was just beginning. And of course, all those of you that travel, you understand that. And so many times I wanted to turn to my son Greg on the other side of the world and say, man alive, what is the stock market doing today? I need to call my friends back in the United States on Sunday and tell them to invest because on Monday stocks are going up. Of course, it doesn't work like that. If we could just have a revelation, if we could just know that we are going to be healed, if we could just know that our marriage is going to come back together, if we could just know that we're going to get over this pain, if we could just, you see, this little word here, I love that statement, you make known to me the path of life. That is the expression of this life journey. I'm meeting today after church with some of my all-time favorite people who are getting married in November. And you know, when I meet with couples who are about to get married, it's an incredible thing to be able to look at somebody who is in love but not yet married and speak to them in the context of the promise of God. What is the promise of God? It's that he reveals to us. I want you to know he will make known to you the path of life. And then the closing one, number six, he fills us. How does he hold tomorrow in his hand? He fills us. That's what he says in this. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. This is that hard to explain syndrome where you go and visit with someone that you care about who's really going through an awful situation, a monumentally difficult time. And yet, in that context, they're able to exude and demonstrate such love, so much joy. I love you folks for that. You know, sometimes you want to look at somebody and say, how do you do that? I mean, how could you have gone through so much and yet still be so positive? How can you still be so loving? You say, how can you still be so giving and you yourself have hurt so badly? Well, there it is. You see, he fills us. That's a promise. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. So, as I've spoken this word to you today about how God holds tomorrow, here's what God has been doing. You ready for this? God has taken his spiritual pen in only the way that God can do that, by his spirit, and he has engraved this into your heart. He's written it deep in your heart. And I pronounce a blessing on you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Be encouraged. My friend, God is on his throne. I'm going to ask you to respond. Lay your life before the Lord. Give it up for him. Turn it over to him. Because your soul will become weary and troubled. And sometimes there's no light in the darkness you see. None. For some people, even today, when you came into God's house, in a symbolic sense, pretty dark, isn't it, around you in your world. And all of a sudden, you've turned your eyes upon Jesus. You've looked full in his wonderful face. And the things on earth grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. You need to come today and turn your life over to Jesus. What a privilege. We're here for you. We're family together.
Indeed we are. And when you're part of a family, you share each other's burdens. We would love to be with you in this process. Be a part of the community of faith that will help you grow each and every day in God's Word. You know, our way of connecting is varied. Sometimes you'd prefer using the keyboard, maybe dropping us an email or getting connected on our socials. You can find all of those keyboard-to-keyboard connections on our website, theencouragingword.org. I know it seems a little long, but once you start typing it, it makes sense. Theencouragingword.org will connect you with a number of resources that will help you grow, including this phone number. It's right there on our website, 866-899-WORD. And sometimes it's good to have someone ready to listen and pray and maybe connect with resources right here at 866-899-9673. And coming up next, perhaps the most important message from our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey. And in just a moment, I'm going to come back with a final word.
If God stirred your heart, let us hear from you. 866-899-WORD. That's the number. I pray you've jotted it down, stored it in your cell. Let us be your TEW contact. 866-899-9673. And you heard me mention it yesterday, and so many have already asked about it. Yes, you can get a copy of Totally Secure, Dr. Don's book, at that same number, 866-899-9673. It really is a special book. Here's Dr. Don with more.
You know, in all my years of sitting at the feet of Dr. Billy Graham, he said this to me. He said, Don, the most important thing in life is to know that you belong to Jesus. And then he said, the second most important thing is that you know that you belong to Jesus. He encouraged me to write this book, Totally Secure, to help you find the answers to these important questions. That's why he endorsed this book of mine. I want you to have a copy of this book. I want you to have the assurance that you are going to heaven. Please pick up the telephone right now and call the number on the screen and request your personal copy of Totally Secure. The Encouraging Word Broadcast Ministry is supported by viewers and listeners just like you who want to make a difference in the world. So thank you for requesting my book, Totally Secure. Your financial support enables us to continue moving forward for Christ.